The citations by Dr. Sharon Armaes, MD. The date of examination is 9/9/22. The name of the patient is John Wall, M-A-L-L. This is a tremor exercise stress test, Carter Care Associates letterhead file, EST space, Wall space J. Tremor exercise stress test, date of examination 9/9/22. Referring physician Michelle Messiano, MP. Performing physician Sharon Armaes, MD. New paragraph clinical education, 71-year-old male with history of VPCs and hypertension for stress test on medication, new paragraph, lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide 20/25, comma, carvedilol 12.5 BID, comma, procardia 30 milligrams, Q12H, close parentheses, period, new paragraph. ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, comma, nonspecific STT wave changes, comma, poor wave progression, comma, consider AWMI of indeterminate age, period, new paragraph, period, APCs and VPC were noted on the monitor. New paragraph. Correction. APCs, VPC, and APCs with aberrant C were noted on the monitor. New paragraph. Correction. VPC, APCs, and APCs with aberrant C were noted on the monitor. New paragraph. Let's just make that a VPC and APCs were noted on the monitor. New paragraph. Baseline blood pressure, colon 124 over 77, period. Baseline heart rate, colon 76 beats per minute, period. New paragraph. The patient underwent tremor exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 6 minutes to the completion of stage 2 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 133, parentheses, 89% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 140 over 80 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 186.2 out, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. Patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress. The recovery period, stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7 mets. Period. The patient had a mildly attenuated blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of his blood pressure response to stress on his current medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. Period. The patient had a final blood pressure of 130 over 74 and a heart rate of 79 at the end of the recovery period. There were VPCs with ventricular couplets and APCs. Correction, there were VPCs and APCs throughout stress and recovery. There were ventricular couplets in the last stage of stress and in early recovery. There were no other significant arrhythmias noted. Correction, there was ventricular couplets, ventricular triplets, and ventricular triplets noted in the last stage of stress and early recovery. There were no significant other significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions 1. Normal ECG portion, tremor exercise stress test, 89% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7 mets, comma, decreased from his prior stress test. 4. The patient had mildly attenuated blood pressure response to stress would affect a blunting of his blood pressure response to stress on his current medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. 5. There were APCs and a VPC at baseline with VPCs and APCs continuing throughout stress and in recovery, and ventricular couplets and ventricular triplets noted in the last stage of stress and in early recovery. There were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armaes, MD.